Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I'm starting to think there is not a bug that bothers me more than ticks. I'm fighting an uphill battle on the farm. You know, I've got the dogs taken care of, and I've got a cat that thinks he's a dog, so he goes out with the dogs in the morning to do his thing. But it's the pig now, and they're in her ears and in her legs and under her arms, and they're on me, and they're brutal. And of course, we all know that Lyme disease is a great concern for people. I've had pets with it. I've talked to people who've had it. It's debilitating for some. And now there's the Lone Star tick. And this is the tick that, if bit, could cause you could develop an allergy to meat. Dr. Alexis White is with us, a fellow at the University of Rhode Island. So I saw that perhaps this tick is making a migration north, and I would imagine we're all susceptible because we travel, and of course they could travel with us. How are you today, Dr. White?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So is it making the migration north? I mean, is it likely that we could see this thing in Illinois or southern Illinois?
Yes, yes. So it's definitely found in southern Illinois already, but it is slowly moving its way even farther north. So,
okay.
So they're on the move.
When you talk about a tick bite, does it have to actually penetrate you where its head has gone into your skin, or will they bite you before they penetrate you and just, you know, drop off?
So ticks, basically, the hard body ticks that we have here, the majority of the ones that we face, they have to bite first, and so in order to transmit anything. And so if they're just crawling on you, you're not at risk other than feeling a little itchy. But once they do latch on and are able to transfer their saliva and all of the extra fun things like bacteria, viruses, or cause some sort of allergic reaction, that's when we're more at risk.
Ah, they're nasty. Okay, what are the symptoms? I know that one of the symptoms of a bite from the Lone Star tick is that you become allergic to meat, but what do you mean? Like you can't eat it or you'll vomit, or what happens?
Yeah, so after it could be one bite, it could be several bites from a Lone Star tick. We're still trying to work it out, as we being the larger body of scientists, trying to figure out exactly the cause. But after a bite of the Lone Star tick, at least in the United States, patients are starting to get itchy. And then the itchiness will lead to facial swelling, hives, a full body rash of hives, and then stomach upset, really bad abdominal cramps or diarrhea. And this can even lead to things like anaphylaxis and be potentially life-threatening. So where most allergies, like if you think about it, exposure to peanuts for some folks, or after a bee sting, it's instantaneous. We actually have to digest the red meat, so we'll react maybe like 2 to 6 hours later after exposure of our favorite cheeseburger or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that's the scary part, is that it can be delayed before we actually notice the reaction starting.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard, because I have several allergies. I can't live without an EpiPen. I carry one everywhere. But to have allergies develop 2 to 4 hours after eating meat, you wouldn't make the connection to a tick bite.
Yes, and the allergy can start weeks to months later as well. And so really navigating individuals' immune systems, as we've learned over the years, are very person-specific. And then this here, it's not a bacteria, it's not a virus that the tick's transmitting. It's just exposing you to that sugar and causing some sort of allergic reaction.
And I had read that sometimes people develop not just an allergy to meat, but maybe other products from mammals, dairy products or even certain medications.
Yes, yes. The sugar, it's called alpha-gal after the sugar that the tick exposes you to from its saliva. And so that particular sugar is used in a variety of products, and that includes medicines, or I think one of the other things that folks are noticing now is lotions. So it's kind of in every corner, so folks who do have the allergy have to be especially careful just to see what their sensitivities are.
And according to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Lone Star tick is most active from April through the end of July. And if the IDPH is talking about it, it is certainly in Illinois. And like other ticks, it spreads bacteria as well, right?
Yes, yes. So black-legged ticks are the ones that transmit the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Lone Star ticks do not transmit that, but they do transmit different Ehrlichia species that can cause a disease called Ehrlichiosis and can also make you feel very ill.
And is this a tick that's been around for a long time?
Yes, so it has. There's a lot of theories about how the Lone Star tick, its natural range used to be. But it is currently expanding back to what is considered to be its natural range as the white-tailed deer expand. So Lone Star ticks really like to feed on deer and turkeys. Those are tend to be its preferred hosts for its snacks. And so as those animals continue to spread into new regions or become more prevalent, then the ticks become more prevalent as well.
You know, we now have vaccines for dogs when it comes to that type of bite, but is there anything for people to prevent it? And once you are diagnosed, which something tells me that's a tough diagnosis to get, is there anything to help?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, there's no current vaccine for ticks for humans in terms of tick-borne diseases. There are some being studied for Lyme because that is the most common tick or most commonly diagnosed tick-borne disease in the U.S. But that being said, when it comes to alpha gal, it is a really interesting, I guess, syndrome because it can, depending on the individual, it'll actually fade over time. Like your antibodies will decrease for some and they'll be able to eat red meat once again or be exposed to that sugar again. But for other individuals, they're currently going on years of not being able to have any sort of exposure. In terms of diagnosis, they can do an antibody test, and a lot of it is symptom-based. Like if you know every time you eat steak, you get abdominal cramps, then it's a pretty clear diagnosis, just like somebody who had lactose intolerance or something.
Dr. Alexis White is a fellow at the University of Rhode Island. We're talking about the Lone Star tick that triggers a meat allergy, and for some it sounds like if your face is swelling, that could be deadly if you don't get help. Now, Mary, who does our traffic on the show, she eats meat and has nightmares. And so my guess is, I was thinking, well, maybe she got bit by a tick. Doesn't sound like it's related at all, does it, Doc?
Oh, my goodness. No, I haven't heard that yet, but that sounds like not a good thing.
Yeah, it's just certain kinds of red meat, like steak and hamburgers and anything with hamburger in it. It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's.
I wonder. Weird. Now you're going to make me Google after this.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. I guess this is just a good PSA to say, do those tick checks, wear those long sleeves, wear pants, socks, and boots if you're going to be anywhere where you know that ticks are. And we pretty much have a good idea of where ticks are, long grass, and they jump on you. But yeah, is your research published anywhere where we can see it?
Yes. Yep. I have. You can, if you look up Alexis White and ticks, you'll see my Google Scholar, and it has all of my publications. But also, I just wanted to say one of the things that I tell folks, the easy way to do a tick check to catch them while they're still crawling is to use a lint roller if you get the extra sticky kind, because the ticks will eventually be able to push themselves off. But it's the easy, cheap way of catching the ticks before they bite you. But I cannot emphasize enough to check yourself and check everywhere for ticks.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Give her a Google, Dr. Alexis White. Just put ticks next to that and you will find her. The news is next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.